with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At least eight more countries say the United States has invited them to join President Trump's Board of Peace, a new body of world leaders meant to oversee the next steps in Gaza that show ambitions for a broader mandate in global affairs. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Australian Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles said that his government welcomed the invitation.
We need to see that take hold. We need to see the parties in the Middle East work with this peace arrangement, because we need to see an end to the conflict. We need to see humanitarian assistance brought forward, and we need to see that part of the world rebuilt.
The official member list is expected in the coming days. The board of world leaders could rival the UN Security Council, which U.S. vetoes have blocked from taking action to end the war. I'm Haya Panjwani.
During a Sunday service at City's Church in St. Paul yesterday, an anti-ICE mob stormed the service and disrupted worship.
This is a clandestine mission. I think they found out according to Operation Pull Up, that one of the pastors here is a member of ICE. And so here we go.
A description of the scene from a social media video post by the Center for Baptist Leadership from townhall.com. GOP strategist Darren McGuire says the protesters should be held accountable for their disruption.
We protect the difference between church and state, and we allow people to worship freely and safely in this country.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The Swiss town of Davos hosts the annual meeting of elites from business, government, and culture this week. The World Economic Forum, the think tank that hosts the annual event, has a stated motto of improving the state of the world. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
A lot of Americans do not. According to the latest Gallup poll, only 27% of respondents say they believe that clergymen possess a high degree of honesty and will behave in an ethical fashion. An avalanche of pastors getting in very public trouble over the past few years has almost certainly contributed to the low score that the profession receives. However, clergymen did beat out bankers, CEOs, and members of Congress in the poll. Michael Harrington reporting.
The bloody protests shaking Iran this month are reminiscent of the chaotic days surrounding the birth of the Islamic Republic back in 1979. In the run-up to the revolution that saw Muslim leaders establish a Sharia state, Iran witnessed running street battles between forces loyal to the Shah and those who wanted him out. This time the tables might be turning, and the Islamic hardliners could be expelled. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has sought to de-escalate the tensions between the U.S. and EU nations on the issue of Greenland today. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Donald Trump says he would charge a 10% import tax starting in February on goods from eight European nations, including the UK, because of their opposition to American control of Greenland, setting up a potentially dangerous test of US partnerships in Europe. Starmer says Britain supports the fundamental right of Greenland and Denmark to decide the future of the Arctic island. He told the media on Monday a tariffs war with NATO allies over Greenland must be avoided. Trump has argued Russia and China might try to take over Greenland. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.